McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Own Your Authority. Follow your instincts, radiate confidence, and communicate as a leader people trust. By Marissa Santoro. Narrated by Patria Burchard. Every time you have to speak, you are auditioning for leadership. James Humes. Introduction. If you are a confident professional who knows your own value, that's not enough. Are you always projecting that you are? Are you always weaving it in? There's plenty of professional advice offering what to do to be successful in your career, but there's not much talk around who to be and how to show up, intuitively listening to what's not placed directly in front of you. You won't find guidance on leadership sourced from no more than a hunch. If it's not stimulated by one of the five senses, it gets swept under the rug. In the pursuit of effective leadership, more attention has been given to rational decision-making over a slow, reflective approach that places trust in instinct. However, as you build confidence and begin to trust your gut, you become more nimble as a decision-maker. Business psychology offers emotional intelligence to help raise the self-awareness antennas, but how does one practically apply this feel-good concept to one's career and truly accelerate? Intelligent, hard-working professionals are wired for growth and to consistently keep learning. They want to know how to reach their desired level of leadership, and they want to do it with a boldness that feels authentic and is aligned with their true nature. Reaching a leadership position in any career is a marker of success, but passionate leaders seeking to make a high impact in their field crave no spotlight and seek no glamour. If you're listening to this book, chances are that you are that kind of leader. You revel in deep, one-on-one, meaningful conversations before seeking to win friends and influence people. Your education, skills, and experience may have helped you make it through the door, yet there are still moments when you stand frozen. You may feel entirely confident about your grasp of your subject matter and expertise, yet you still want to instinctively know what to say and do without feeling stuck in perfection paralysis mode when making yourself visible. You want the bold moves to find voice in your statements, but without the self-doubt that tags along when you stick your neck out a little. You want to walk into any conversation, self-promote naturally, and sell your ideas, projecting confidence, with a guaranteed commitment to deliver on the results you promise. How can you consistently maintain your value and relevance as you grow as a leader? How can you find the freedom to throw away the script and confidently lead, knowing who you are at your core when you face off with senior management while harboring a fear of failure? How can you go from the relied-on, behind-the-scenes subject matter expert to strategic thinker and voice an opinion that goes against the grain of conventional thought in the room? How do you show some emotion and still become a respected leader whom people trust? None of these are possible without allowing yourself to trust your gut to make decisions that give you the freedom to move forward. Trusting your instincts and having clear communication are bold moves. Having a strong sense of self naturally qualifies us to inspire and influence others, but this can also come at a price. You can end up overprojecting that calm and confident presence to avoid looking like a pushover, but trying to take on an unemotional, slightly harder personality can result in a feeling of disconnect as to who you really are. In contrast, sitting on your hands and waiting to be picked offers a no-guts-no-glory sense of resignation. The more passion and energy you bring to a conversation in your authentic way, the more you intuitively communicate and tap into others' needs and thought processes. Trusting your gut plays a key role in being present to the person you are while achieving your goals. But you may not pay much mind to your gut feelings because they're not tangible and are quickly shot down by your ego, whose sole purpose is to keep you safe and sound. Whoa, hang on. You're way too assertive today. Who do you think you are attempting to acquire happiness and success? Inspired instinctual action can bring out the hunter in you, along with the feeling of being in motion that can evoke a sense of progress that allows you to stay the course toward any breakthrough goal. The instinctive mind is a feeling, not a tangible roadmap. The purpose of this book is to offer you a strategic blueprint to lead with influence and to combine your authentic personality with your years of experience and skill sets that speak for themselves and stand on their own. Whether you're just 1 year into your career or a veteran of 2 decades, the Gutsy Leader Roadmap laid out here works. This is instinctive leadership that creates mindful, responsive energy. It is not forceful or driven by emotional, knee-jerk reactions. When you resort to such emotional reactions, you too easily give away your power, which, in turn, can cause you to retreat when faced with challenges. You can also be perceived as a leader who has little patience and becomes easily irritated. The result is that you subtly show up as being reclusive, procrastinating, or avoiding potential conflict. Words matter. I am not just referring to what you say to others in the form of body language, emails, presentations, casual chit-chat, or formal discussions, but, more important, what you say to yourself first and on a regular basis. Successful business leaders speak up with clear communication and thrive by taking on measured risk. They tackle some form of daily discomfort through a focus on both internal and external dialogue to achieve higher levels of influence and leadership. Success in any area of life, whether in your career, relationships, health, or finances, rarely exceeds personal development, and this is why personal development is critical to your continued growth. Rest assured, this path gets easier over time when you're willing to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. The success system defined in this book invites you to embrace your instincts as much as your knowledge and experience, and will work in any area of your life, not just your career. Following your instincts develops self-trust and just happens to have the power to change your life. By guts, I mean grace under pressure. Ernest Hemingway. Gutsy today, bolder tomorrow. The primary reason we don't allow ourselves to be guided by our intuition is 3 primary human fears: the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, and the fear of looking foolish. Fears show up as repeating patterns that have been hardwired into us since childhood. Although we may be aware of our personal roadblocks, we don't always act on them right away when we find ourselves in the eye of a storm. We become too caught up resisting, when instead we should be calmly taking a step back with faith and turning that difficult circumstance swiftly around on our own terms. Clarity is power. The more you listen to your intuition, the easier it becomes to be assertive about what you want. This is the heart of increasing your confidence in any area. Taking on risk in small increments, stepping into new territory, facing fears, learning, failing, growing, and circling back to take on more risk that will stretch but not freeze you. This is how you build a rock-solid brand and foundation to fall back on and fail forward from. You don't learn from taking cliffside jumps overnight. You learn from working a slow and steady muscle that acts on instinct, gaining practical experience from increased self-trust over time. Companies globally have made leadership cultivation a top-level initiative by injecting training and development programs into their operations. Yet one thing is still lacking in traditional learning approaches. They miss the mark on the self-leadership component and the transformation that professionals make when they recognize how they see themselves first and how they relate to others. Going through every prerequisite stage of obtaining the right skills, adapting to company culture, confirming a clear understanding of business drivers, and passing all the examinations and certifications is essential. Still, this kind of leadership development goes beyond checking the right boxes or attempting to fit into a box someone else has defined for you. You can always ramp up and learn the skills you need to be relevant in your career, but without the mindset to be in your true skin and course-correct your growth path, that training quickly becomes shelf help that is lost and ineffective. Understanding who you are, your beliefs, and your emotions, as well as their effect on others, is the route that will ground you, especially when tough talks and decisions need to happen. Leadership cultivation motivates and empowers professionals by creating a supportive environment where recognition for results is at the forefront, irrespective of whether or not one fits the mold of current leaders. This then raises the question, should the next generation of leaders look and feel like current leadership? The answer is no. Expecting diverse talent to conform defeats the purpose of all diversity and inclusion initiatives. From an economic perspective, organizations and countries which tap into diverse talent pools are stronger. How can I be sure that I am following my instinct and not reacting to my own anxiety when I make a decision? Have you ever felt excited and nervous at the same time? When these two emotions coexist, that's your intuition speaking, and it will never steer you wrong. The best move for you is never rooted in fear. Instead, it's rooted in where these two emotions coexist. If you are ever unsure, close your eyes. You should feel a calm sense of knowing from your core, despite any chatter of self-doubt that attempts to rationalize your decision away. Still waters run deep. Beneath a placid exterior hides a passionate or subtle nature. Attention is intention. At In Our Shoes, a career leadership training and career coaching practice based in the New York City area, a gutsy move is defined as an impulse to act, conceived when a call to action feels uncomfortable. You are nervous, yet at the same time excited for the growth that lies ahead. When you have a positive expectation without being tied to a fixed outcome of how it will unfold, you are in a high-intention, low-attachment state. Needing to control how something turns out based on your actions keeps you in a holding pattern where no progress can be made. However, when you are intentional about the direction in which you want to move, holding on to the positive feeling attached to your decision, that's when you can trust yourself. True freedom is letting go of the need to control the conditions under which you create successful outcomes. Most people who put in the work have a hard time letting go, only to remain distressed afterward. This happens when they are clinging to a need to control the outcome, showing up in a high-intention, high-attachment state instead. This is not using your instinct to your advantage. You only accelerate growth when you're willing to take on some calculated risk and trust yourself, fueled by your positive intention. Such bold moves strengthen and become more impactful over time. When you co-create what you want with your intuition, you begin to see new and different outcomes for the same old circumstances, which in their heyday used to drag you down. When you spend a few times each day reflecting and focusing on what you want, that bigger vision, you define success on your own terms. What if we channeled our inner energy in such a way that we could tap into an area of growth, which would be a welcome stretch instead of an intimidating iceberg that freezes us? This book pivots career leadership on its head and splits it into two simple how-to categories. 1. Raise the volume on your internal dialogue, guiding you to higher levels of self-awareness and new opportunities to become a credible leader whom people trust. And 2. Take action vis-a-vis your bold moves when the intuitive hits arrive. Know thyself leadership. Becoming an instinctive leader begins with developing a sense of who you are. What makes you tick? What are your beliefs? How do you relate to others? And how do you respond in those relationships? While many people agree that following one's gut instinct can lead to success in business or any other area of life, they're not convinced that they were necessarily born with an ability to truly follow their hunches and trust themselves. Consider this. Planning our days is important. We can't operate in this life without the structure that comes with a schedule. But plans will also always elude us. When was the last time something didn't go according to plan for you? Did you move past it? I'm willing to bet that you adjusted your plans and rerouted. This is an example of your instinct taking charge. This natural instinct of yours is more visibly present in your life than anything you have experienced materially, and is consistently being channeled through your interactions with people, often perfect strangers, places, and things that present themselves to you every day. While you may fundamentally believe in your self-worth and career potential, there's also an inner crow feeding into your limiting beliefs, kicking to the curb those momentary impulses to take action. This book will inspire you to turn those moments of self-doubt around, to create positive actions on your terms. You will no longer ask for permission to move ahead in your career, but instead go with your gut and step into that higher version and vision of yourself as an influencer. This book will show how you can show up as a bold leader with grace and ease. Why we need more authentic, bold leaders. When we consistently rely on and act from instinct, we are more confident in our decisions as leaders and better able to sell our ideas authentically. Leading from our gut, we will own our authority every time and self-qualify as experts in our field, moving past any limiting beliefs and negative environments. In doing so, we also embrace self-love and compassion, which increase our mental game and health. In a world that marches to the drumbeats of truth and transparency, the bar could not be set higher for leaders today. The demand has shifted, calling for leadership that does more than just deliver on bottom-line results, but that is passionately driven from the bottom up. There is a louder cry now to nurture human relationships and operate from a place of service in value-driven organizations by putting employees before the customers to attract more customers. This book is directed toward mindful, hard-working professionals who are lifelong learners and wired to thrive with a growth mindset. Once these professionals have clarity around the direction they wish to go in their careers, they won't hold back and will work backward, doing whatever it takes, led by their instinctive roadmap. Nothing in life is definite, so how can we truly know, when making major career decisions, that they will always be in our best interest? This includes trusting the people we allow to enter our lives. How do we know when to trust our instinct when it screams against the grain of popular opinion? This book answers this question and lays out a step-by-step blueprint on how you can discover your bold moves aligned with your personal style without resorting to aggressive behavior or losing your composure. The more you speak up across all areas of your life, the more successful you will become. Your intuitive voice is not meant to trigger the red siren alerts directing you on which path to take. It's deliberately placed quietly in your core as barely a whisper for you to tune into, with free will to discover that next best choice for you. If there were any prerequisites to making this system work like clockwork, then it would be one thing. You have to be willing to tune out the noise around you and listen to what lies beyond the five senses, stepping head-on into fear. You have to be willing to commit to yourself by following your truth, despite what you see in front of you. Gutsy living. Gutsy leadership is a lifestyle change that can be applied to any area of your life. How you build strong relationships with your family, living in the house of your dreams, or building financial wealth. It's a muscle you work every day until using it becomes as natural as breathing. Challenges eventually get swept to the side to make way for glowing opportunities waiting around the corner that are fully aligned with what you need, but not always with what you want. The caveat is that you have to ask and do so with confident conviction. You have to be willing to become a reverse paranoid and curiously ask, how is this problem helping me grow? And you have to be willing to be led. A daily reminder, in case you forgot what you stand for, you don't get up in the morning to blend in with everyone else. The leadership success principles in this book are based on my 2 decades of going from survive to thrive mode, consistently advancing as a woman working in a male-dominated career and industry. It is also based on my career experiences from years of coaching professionals who come from diverse industries and expert fields. You will find the answers to their most frequently asked questions throughout this book that cover work scenarios that you too may be experiencing in your shoes. This isn't just about your career. This system works in any area of your life, in and outside of work. As a bold leader, you are either an entrepreneur working for an organization or an entrepreneur running a business. In both positions, you have clients. Your managers, peers, team, and business partners are all your clients. The mindset shifts you make will drive your career growth and increase your sticker value by first shifting how you see yourself, which in turn shifts how you are perceived as an expert in your field. The ripple effect from this journey is that you will eventually support other professionals as well. These are the people who work with you and who, through your example, will also lead with influence simply from your inspiration. Gutsy leadership is a paradigm shift in the way professionals can develop as leaders of influence through a focus on mindset and intuition to push beyond their limits. It implores an inside-out, self-leadership approach to recognize your why, what motivates you, and how you relate to others, including an effort to learn what makes them tick as well. This is how you authentically drive change and lead with influence. You don't have to sell anyone on you. That inner belief in yourself first is what moves and encourages others to trust in you. It works whether you are just starting out in your career, at mid-career, or in a senior executive role. It also works if you are exploring a career transition or have a business and stand behind the value your company delivers. Professionals often ask why they feel confident in their expertise, but not always confident in how they show up in their business relationships or in certain work interactions. If this sounds like you, you are not alone. When you are clear on your value and the results you are promising, that's when you lock in a core belief in yourself that is felt throughout any conversation you have. An important question to answer is, how do I want to be perceived? The answer to this question will dictate how others respond to you and support your intention wherever you go. When you are clear about who you are, others will be too, and they will place their trust in you. Today, there is still primarily a focus on dynamic energy, what we need to do to achieve personal and professional success, versus silent, mindful energy, which drives who we need to be. We often measure success and productivity with the tangible, things that we can see, hear, feel, taste, and touch physically. In the public conversation, this accounts for 99% of how success is measured, whereas instinct accounts for only 1%. If global economies are to develop more leaders of influence on their playing fields, then change has to happen on two fronts. Professionals need to change the images of how they see themselves, and businesses need to change how they define the success of their employees. The leadership approach laid out here comes down to a simple formula. When you consistently rely on and act from intuition with a positive expectation of your results, you will trust yourself, take on more risk, make better decisions, become more confident from successful decision-making, build more influence, and therefore sell your ideas to more people. Here's the catch. Developing the skills to be a leader doesn't happen immediately. Although we may understand this, we don't always allow ourselves to take the necessary time we need. We convince ourselves that we have to figure it all out on day one and drink from the fire hose to have all the answers. However, clarity and confidence in your decisions build over time. Over time, you will learn to trust your instinct just like any muscle in your body. When you commit to staying the course led by your intuitive guidance system, you begin to take on bolder actions that are directly related to your risk tolerance at that time. Be good to yourself. You will grow this strength steadily. Consider a goal that you believe has the power to change your life positively. If it hasn't happened yet, then there is something that you are not willing to risk in the process of creating it. Every goal comes with some level of risk. You may not want to risk a comfortable and flexible lifestyle by transitioning to a new leadership role. You may not want to risk having the stress that comes from making a higher income or managing a team. Failure comes with risk. It's when you learn from failure that you succeed. You can measure opportunity with the same yardstick that measures the risk involved. They go together. Earl Nightingale. Gutsy leadership is not only having the self-awareness to know when you are opting in, but also being fully aware of when you are quietly opting out. In silence, you speak volumes. This very much contrasts with the knee-jerk reaction to throw your chips in, write the resignation letter, and walk away because you are 1 inch away from a mental breakdown. Instead, professionals should be addressing the subtle retreats they make by giving away their power in everyday situations, remaining silent, not piping up in meetings, allowing others to take credit for their ideas, and allowing top-down management styles and abusive senior power in order to protect their own jobs at the expense of their team. It's non-negotiable to lead from your gut if you take yourself seriously in your field. Your gutsy moves are bursting at the seams in the very moment when you are wincing from pain and distress. This is when you are given a choice. The choice to act swiftly when the instinctual hits arrive. The choice to trust yourself. The opposite to courage is not cowardice. The opposite to courage is conformity. Rollo May. Don't think, just go. So what if you don't want to take a risk in your career and are comfortable where you are? In the end, it's a choice, but still a responsibility to lean into those everyday discomforts before you reach that breaking point in case you do want to grow later on. Nip this in the bud. Think of this as a game of chess where the events slamming you down are no more than a distraction to keep you from playing bigger. This is a key mindset shift to make. Embrace conflict rather than avoid or resist it, because you understand that conflict is there for a reason. You are always being called to step up and grow through each conflict, whether you consciously caused it to happen or not. Conflicts are placed in your path for a reason and often surface based on different circumstances, but always at the root of the same desire. You are being called to expand. When you feel those intuitive hits, referred to as downloads from intuition, spirit, and that sixth sense in the In Our Shoes community, assess the risks and place your stake in the ground as you address the situation head on. It's important to make sure that this action isn't something that feels like a super stretch that will freeze you. Act on instinct right away and don't question it. Our Achilles heel is overthinking and analyzing everything beforehand versus just pressing go. This isn't to say that you never need to analyze your thoughts before acting on them. However, if you have a thought and it feels so aligned with who you are and where you are in life, then act on it. If you are not waking up each morning willing to get your hands dirty and take on some level of calculated risk, which by definition must go against the popular grain, then you are not feeding your soul, which is meant to consistently expand. Opting out is simply not an option. You can feel bigger and better things waiting just around the bend, namely being the leader of influence you believe you can be. The choice is yours. Do you sit on your hands and settle for where you are now? Or do you make some bold moves that will expand you and, likely, risk a few fumbles? Our world is expanding, and therefore, so are you. You may be intelligent, educated, and confident, but that doesn't always mean that you are being perceived that way. If you know that you are strong but aren't always projecting that you are, then this book was written for you. You will question your confidence the moment any self-doubt creeps in. Being clear about what you deliver and why your clients need your value self-qualifies you to be in that new desired role. This is what makes a bold leader of influence. This book is meant to pull you up toward fulfillment as a business leader by slaying the conversations in your mind that are negatively affecting your confidence level and the decisions you make. Once you can overcome those self-limiting beliefs, you are free to compete in any arena in which you want to lead. It takes seconds to convince yourself that you will fail, that you are not good enough, or that your track record may not measure up to transition to a new level, role, or career.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?